Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your favorite podcast is back again. After 2 weeks,
2 weeks break, innit?
It's not a break, it's just the schedule. Like, why are you acting like you're new here?
Yeah, exactly. After 2 weeks schedule of us not recording, we're back again with good content. I've not done opening in like a while. I've forgotten how to do it.
Yeah, this is your, it feels like you're a virgin again, right?
What?
I'm just saying, like, virgin of like opening the show.
Again.
But you said you have not lost it. Right,
I've not lost it, exactly. Yeah,
so why are you acting like,
right, I've not lost it? But welcome back to Inimini Podcast. We're delighted to have you here again. We know you missed us, we missed you too.
I miss you so much, so much. Like,
say you, when you are emphasizing on something, it means that thing is not true.
I'm just expressive, I'm just that kind of guy. Like, we miss you. Oh, I can't even, words can't comprehend.
Okay, yeah. Good. Well, back again, and you know, it's been a long 2 weeks. A lot of things have happened in 2 weeks.
Like what?
To be honest. Like, she is now used to going to the gym. I mean,
I'm not used to it, please. Don't annoy me. Don't just annoy me. But it's starting to get better. Like, you know, my body doesn't hurt as much anymore. I've not seen any difference yet, because I've gone for like 2 weeks and I'm not yet ripped like
she, those athletes. See, the point is, if you go to the gym, you're supposed to, your diet is supposed to complement your workout.
So what are you trying to
but
say?
But she, you go to the gym and come back home and eat a bar. Are you goosey?
Please, that's my native food.
How do you want to be ripped?
As a proper Yoruba man, like, eba has nutrients, right?
Obviously it does.
Cassava. Cassava is carbohydrates, which turn to, is it amino acid?
Or you something? Know, amino acid.
Don't quote me on that.
But yeah, I mean, it's been a good 2 weeks apparently, so yeah. So moving on, Shay, what do we have today?
Today we are going to be doing something very, very serious. Like,
is it quite serious? How serious is it?
I'm not laughing. Like,
on a scale of 1 to 10, how serious is it?
20.5. Yeah, it's too serious.
That's more than 10 now.
Yes, that shows you that it's a strong thing.
Okay.
Like, you know those things that you hear while growing up and you're like, this thing doesn't really make sense. But like, they just say it to you and you're just supposed to take it like that. And I feel like, well, I'm Yoruba, so I don't know. I can't speak for other like tribes. It happens a lot where you're not supposed to just question elders for some reason.
Obviously.
Like, if they tell you something, just take it like that. Like, just...
If you question them, they'll tell you what the elders see while sitting down. If the child climbs
on top
the tree,
of a transformer, you can't see it.
You get.
So, yeah, we're basically going to be talking about some, like, superstitious beliefs. Is it superstitious? Is it beliefs? Like, some things that you just hear and it just doesn't make sense that you're supposed to avoid. So, let me try and give an example on one. Let's say, for example, you're not supposed to give adults things with your left hand. Like, that thing pisses me off so much for somebody that is left-handed. Like, what do you mean I'm not supposed to give people with left hand? Like, am I not complete?
I think there's this, I won't say stigma against left-handed people.
It's you that we have stigma. We have stigma. They don't have stigma against me. Don't
so
don't
they'll say, they'll say you can't give someone something with your left hand. And sometimes I used to, like, probably, like, I want to give someone money. And my right hand is holding something else.
Then you now use your then left hand.
I will now use my right hand to shock it. That, see, I'm giving you my left hand, but my right hand is also there as well. Just so you know.
I think it's just out of respect, but it doesn't make any sense. It's not superstition. It's just. It just doesn't make sense.
So, again, they will say, don't describe your father's house with your left hand. And someone made it.
What if I'm only one-handed?
Someone made a joke and said, if police arrest you. The police arrest people, they will handcuff two people together. And then they handcuff your right hand to the left hand of the other person. And they say, your dad's out. Which hand do you use to describe your dad's out? Is it your left hand? I mean, there's just a whole lot of things about left hand. Like, they'll say, though, sometimes too, I mean, growing up, my mom would be like, don't eat your left hand.
That was hell for me, because I'm left-handed, but I was also converted. So it's like, I don't even know which hand I use, to be honest now.
She is very confused.
Like, some, yeah.
He's also confused about his life.
I mean, it's not my fault. When they convert somebody from left hand to right hand, they set me up. So this is the fault of, I don't like to blame people. I'm just saying. So yeah, Timmy, what one would you say is pisses you off the most? Like,
okay, so I won't say it pisses me off, but I would say, I also do this thing as well. Right, so if I see two people walking, I don't walk in their midst. Like, I don't walk in the middle.
Like, in the middle of them.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So I would rather like go out of my way to turn and maybe allow them to stay together, than walk in the middle of them.
Now that I think about it, I feel like it actually makes sense, But I don't know, is there a consequence? Because I can't remember if there's like,
I don't
consequence
know there's any consequence.
Does that mean that the person will, I feel like there's something, there's like a consequence, but I can't remember.
So when I see two people walking, or even if I'm walking with someone and then it appears that someone wants to
enter it,
I'll just
you
move,
guide.
I'll guide and ensure that nobody enters.
You just like stress. Like,
it's just some, I don't think it does anything. I don't think there's anything that happens to it, but then like it's just something that you
there's this one that I used to, that I remember, I can never forget. They said that you don't beat a guy with a broom, so that is something will not go inside.
Well, I've been beating with brooms lots of times and nothing went inside.
Are you sure?
You want to see?
you can call up your ex to confirm.
Well, they always say that thing like, oh, don't be a guy with a broom and all that. But I mean, broom is just made of wood, isn't it?
I think
so. I don't think there's anything that
and they,
is so
they
special.
Beat us. They beat people with cane.
They beat people with cane, obviously, which is made of wood. So why is broom so special? Maybe there's someone that out there that knows why they say people shouldn't beat guys with broom. Can tell us in the comment section.
So Timmy, will you be beating your son with broom?
I won't be beating my son at all.
Okay,
why would I be beating my son?
Okay, why? As a true African, what do you mean you're not beating your son?
No, my son is British. I don't beat him.
Please.
I won't be. But then I don't think. So yeah, you've been beating your brooms many times.
No, I was taken care of very well. Like they don't beat me. Like I'm a special child. Like,
right.
So what do you mean beat?
Okay, no problem.
I'm not British, but I'm special.
Okay, no problem.
So yeah.
So Shay, there's also one thing that they always say, right? Like you know. And funny thing is that, you know, superstitions, yeah, if you believe them to some extent, they become your reality. So there was this one time, like I spit somewhere, yeah, and my throat was failing me afterwards. And I was thinking, oh my God, I need to go and find where I spit and clean it. Right, so they will tell you, oh, when you spit, you need to like clean it with your leg so that if someone else steps on it,
you're in trouble.
Your throat starts failing you. I mean, that stuff doesn't make sense. But there was one time I just had that feeling that it was because I spit somewhere, that's why my throat.
So you started looking for your spit up.
I started looking for myself and
did
down.
You see your spit up?
I didn't. Someone probably has stepped on it. But I think what they just do, why I know they do that one is just to make sure that you are hygienic. So you don't keep like the area is not littered with spit.
Yeah, it all starts to make sense now. Like, I feel like some of these things are just made up to cover up something.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
To make you do something. Even though it doesn't really add up, they just want to make you do something. Like the one you just said now, like they want you to keep like the compound. They don't want children just spitting anyhow.
Yeah.
In so, like around the
yeah,
area.
Yeah, you just saw it.
So they just like the fabricate
someone
something.
Someone else steps on it. Do you know, Shay, one time I was like maybe 6 or 7 years old, right? And I was walking on the road and I saw someone like spit on the floor. And I was hoping that the person doesn't wipe it.
So you can wipe
for it. So the truth. I mean that's just what superstition can do to you, man.
Let me think of one. So yeah, there's this one too as well that it kinda happens. So when you have someone like sells like a shop, you're mm-hmm. not supposed to go there early in the morning and ask for like your money back. So let's say for example you buy something from a store. And then they are owing you, let's say 1,000 naira change or 500 naira change. And you want to go back there. You're not supposed to go back there early in the morning because you shouldn't be the first person.
Yeah,
because it kind
yeah,
of brings
yeah.
bad
so,
luck.
So yeah,
or if you want to take something on credit, you don't go like first thing in the morning because it signifies that
yeah,
that's
so,
going to be a terrible.
So my aunt has a shop one time, and I used to like to go to the shop for her. And sometimes when I'm in the shop early in the morning, someone will come, and probably the person wants to buy credit. Right, the person will come and say. Have you guys sold today?
I don't want to be the first.
Have you guys sold today? He's like, oh, we've not sold anything. The person's like, let me come back.
That's crazy.
And then we're like, okay, hope that they sell on time. But I think it's just, so I think it's also, it's superstitious, but then, you know, people always have this belief that how you start a day, that's what will determine
true.
How the day would go.
Yoruba is actually like.
So some people will be like, how you start a week, right? It's like, so on Monday morning, that's why I see people are always very, agile.
This is
a brand new week. I need to be wise. So that's why, that's probably one of the reasons why they say, oh, when you're opening your shop in the morning, don't sell credits. Don't let credit be the first thing you sell. Like make some sales first. So like, so that the deal can be productive and all that.
I don't necessarily think they are super, now that I think about it, I think they are superstitious. I think they are just, I don't know how to put it. Like, it doesn't make sense, but it makes sense in a way. But yeah, I guess it is what it is. Is it my turn or yours?
It's fine. So there's this also this one where you know when you sleep on the floor
mm-hmm.
and somebody crosses over you.
Yeah, that happens.
They'll say it's bad luck that the child you give her to will resemble the person that crossed.
It doesn't even make sense because somebody crossed over me as a child. And yeah. When am I going to
when you start giving birth, you understand? So
if my child doesn't look like me.
They'll be like, so if someone crosses over, like, cross over back. Right? So if you cross over someone, they'll be like, oh, cross back. So that whatever it is that the
person. I also think that some of these things, the reason why some of these things were actually passed down is something actually probably happened in the olden days. For example, like maybe somebody crossed over somebody and the person had an issue that, you know, there was not enough science then for them to back it up. And they were now trying to prevent.
Or it was the person that crossed over that slept with the woman.
And then
he did not confess. And the baby is looking like him. And they are saying.
And there's no way to do paternity test.
There's no way to do paternity test. So, probably that's one of the reasons why.
I think obviously this one is quite dumb. If you like the head of fish, you are going to be a dullard. I don't want to say you are smart or dull. I'm just going to ask you, do you eat the head of fish or not? to test it.
Sheyi?
Yes?
My favorite part of a fish.
You like head?
Is the head. Not just fish, but I like head in all areas.
I got you. I knew you were going to say that. I just knew you were going to say that. So does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It's like the smartest people eat head of fish, the dumbest people eat the tail. I mean, if you want to eat something, eat the head so you can be the head. You understand? I mean, people say so. I think it's also like the eye.
I feel like they say if you eat the eye, you're going to get zero. I remember this one very well.
Yeah, so if you eat the eye of fish, I mean, eye of fish is really nice, especially like the one of like Titus or Kote.
Timmy, focus.
If you eat the eye of fried Titus,
yes,
or Kote, God.
You never want to be smart.
You never want to eat the fish again. You only want to be eating the eyes. You can go to the market and tell them to die. There's also this one that they say, okay, I know why they say this. But then you say a child should not draw line with stick. I don't know if you've read it before.
You should not draw line.
So they say if a child is walking, you shouldn't be drawing line with a stick.
I did that,
you
know, when I was
kids doing. Do it like a lot. They'll be like, oh, they're running, they'll be like, oh, if you draw line with a stick, the evil spirits will trace the line to your house and eat your feet. So apparently it was just quite recently, not like recently, but like a couple of years ago, I was speaking to my dad and he said the reason why they say that is that when kids are drawing line with their stick, they don't usually look at the front, they usually look at the back, so they can injure themselves. And so they say, oh, if you keep doing that, an evil spirit will come and eat your leg. So it's just like keeping the kids safe.
It's just ways to just keep people in check, actually.
Exactly. So it's nothing superstitious, actually.
I think that's all. I'm trying to remember if there's another one that I think this one is normal. Like if you lose your teeth or your tooth, like you throw it to the roof so that it's supposed to grow back.
Yeah.
So tell me how many.
So I think I only did it like once or twice. If my memory serves me right, like chew my teeth. So they'll say you should wrap it with how old you are. Right,
for
so
real, they did not tell me this one.
Yeah, that's why your teeth did not grow. So if you're like 7 years old and your teeth removed, you take it, then you wrap it with like 7 stones and throw it on the roof.
It's like it's your own one is deeper. 7 stones. Hey, what would
that? So the teeth will grow back. So how old you are is the number of stones you attach to the teeth and throw it to the roof. So you just throw your teeth to the roof like that. Also, there's also this one. They say you shouldn't look. Is it over or? Between your legs,
like in the market,
you see
ghosts or something.
You see ghosts.
I actually wanted to try that one, but now I'm too old to go and go into market to be trying it.
But she imagine you go and try it and you actually see the ghost.
We'll have a conversation.
Maybe
let's see what the ghost has to see.
That's true. Let's see what's in it. But do you actually believe in ghosts?
If you believe in spirits, then I think it's only normal for ghosts to exist. So yeah. I feel like we've mentioned a lot, but I don't think I can think of anyone anymore. I'm sure you pass some of these things down to your children, obviously, right?
Yeah. So
which one do you think you would definitely use?
So one of the ones I'll tell them is that let me see.
I think I know mine.
Obviously, I would tell them not to give people stuff in left hand.
I feel like that's the one I said. Even though I'm left handed,
I would tell them not to give people stuff in left hand.
I think because it's more of a culture thing. That's there are some things you read about some other countries too as well, like they'll tell you when you see somebody that you respect, you nod in a certain way. So I think even though I hate it and it's somehow I'm still going to inform them.
Yeah.
Would you make up anyone? Like would you randomly make up anyone for your children? Like,
yeah, obviously I would. The point is that kids, you believe whatever you tell them, right? So I'll look for something. If they are misbehaving in some certain way, I'll look for something to tell them that probably if they don't go to bed early, they like watching TV late. I'll be watch TV past past 10 o'clock or past 9 o'clock, your eyes are going to get big and swollen the next morning when you wake up. You know, there was one thing they used to tell me when I was this one wasn't I don't know if it was superstition. They tell you if you eat rice to bed, your eyes will be swollen when you wake up. Did anyone ever tell you that?
No, because everybody eats rice. Rice is
so
rice.
So in my house, we literally like don't eat rice to bed. Growing up, like we don't really like eating rice to bed. Probably it was my mom's idea.
Doesn't like cooking rice.
So every time anybody tries to eat rice to bed, they'll be like, if you eat rice to bed, when you wake up tomorrow morning, your eyes will be swollen. No, don't eat rice. Better go eat eba or something else. So I would look for, I'll just make up things like that. So it depends on their behavior. If they are behaving nice, I'll leave them.
Your children, I don't.
But one thing I always tell them about is the India versus Nigeria 99-1. Who was that guy that they said he killed the head of the lion and he died? Okwaraji.
That story is just, it makes no sense. And some people actually believe it.
Some people still believe it too. I mean, that India beat Nigeria 99-1. How will India beat Nigeria 99-1? How many minutes are in a game of football?
Sometimes it's just nice to hear some of those things, even though it doesn't make sense and it sounds stupid. And
yeah, I mean, so those are things that like made our childhood.
Yeah, in a way.
Like, so different things like that. So,
I
would obviously pass some off to my kids. They have to know something. Some of these things.
I'm trying to think if there's any other one, any popular one that I missed. I feel like these are the most popular.
There is one. I don't know. I don't know how popular it is amongst households. But they say if a pregnant woman eats okra when she's pregnant,
I try to be slow.
Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah, I have.
So like, figure out.
I think there's one too. I just remember one now. If you eat directly from the pot, mm-hmm. your child's bum is going to be extremely black.
I've seen some black bums. I've seen some black bums in my life.
So are you trying to say that?
I need to go ask their mamas.
It doesn't make any sense. Like,
I mean, like, I don't know. So basically, all these things are just like little hygienic things that they want to infuse into people.
They don't want to eat directly from the
plate. So they want to eat from the pot. They want to put your food in the plate. So they tell you, if you do
Nigerians,
child's bum is going to be black. I mean, people just, it's just one person that will just cook up this thing.
I'll be the next cook.
It starts spreading. I can feel it. It's cooking.
Let us know any other one that.
Yeah, obviously, in the comment section.
Because I feel like there's still a lot of more, even more funny and weird ones that we didn't talk about.
I mean, these are the ones we know. I mean, we know we grew up in the 21st century, so most of this passion were already fading out at the time we grew up. I mean, Obasanjo's internet was around.
Exactly. So we like Google stuff. It beeps at some point. So they can't fool us.
Yeah, but if you grew up in like the 70s and 80s, I mean,
whatever they said,
they told you, if you jumped too high. Oh, do people say don't whistle at night? And why do you think people say
that? They say it attracts snakes.
It doesn't attract snakes. Just want. So the point is like, whoever made that stuff up, his kids were probably whistling. Like, they were disturbing him. And he was like, don't whistle at night to attract. Because I don't understand how snakes will be attracted to whistles. I mean, I need to think of the one I'm going to tell my kids.
Yeah, me too, actually. I need to do something with this. Like, they would eat it up. I need something like that.
Think it's that if you watch TV past 10 o'clock, your eyes will swell up when you wake up in the morning.
It can't work because you probably, too, as an adult, watch TV past 10. So they won't believe you.
I'll tell them, really,
and their friends, in school are probably watching TV till like 2 a.m. So what are you going to say?
I'll tell them that.
Are you sure you are smart with all the fish that you have eaten? The fish that you have seen?
Wow. I will eat fish. Tomorrow morning, I will make sure I eat fish. Okay. But I'll obviously make stuff up. Just let us know what you would make up in the comment section, all right? So, today is where we're drawing the curtains. Very short episode.
Today's a very simple one. We're just pretty much, you know, we're educating you on some of the superstitious and for Nigerian beliefs.
Yeah, for the Gen Z people that are listening to this and didn't hear any of this.
Or maybe they've made up new ones. Their parents have made up new ones.
I mean, that's true. Parents, I mean, like, if you use the internet to. You know, there was this one that they always say when I was in school, right? They didn't say it to me because I was a boy, but they said it to the girls. They'll say if you sit on the boy's lap, you get pregnant.
Yeah, they didn't want you to be promiscuous. They were just exaggerating, obviously.
Some people believed it. In secondary school, they were like, if I sit on your lap, I'll get pregnant. How? Tell me how. How would you get pregnant?
I mean, sometimes you can. Some things can fly.
Some things can fly, but
I mean, some things can move.
It's not like I'm the Michael Phelps of Spam. What?
Some things can fly.
How do they move? I mean, if you see some boys that be get pregnant, because I actually used to think of it too when I was like maybe growing up.
I thought that if you touch them too much at some point, like initially.
So you were touching them too much?
this is not on track. This is what I'm talking about.
Were you touching them too much? Are you scared?
That I was get like, pregnant. It can't be now. Like,
because I was thinking that, what do you mean if you sit on my lap, you get pregnant?
I think some of those things, I feel like they should have probably educated us better and not just throw. Especially the more, the older you grow. Like, some of these things, you start to learn why without actually knowing why they lied to you. So I feel like African parents, if you lied, it makes sense to lie when they are like 2 years, 3 years. But the older they get,
you just get to explain to them.
Yeah, explain to them, man. Because they're already smart enough. Like, some kids now, you see some children now, like, they are five and they're already using smartphones. I'm like,
yeah.
So, I mean, so do you people out there that are with child or expecting, or you know,
or you are going to make a child very soon
tonight, as you are listening to this, some people are even doing it to this episode that you are listening to.
Wow, so you are doing it to my
I
voice.
I commend you.
You are doing it to my voice.
I'm rooting for you.
But don't lie to your kids. Don't tell them if they sit on boys' lap, they'll get pregnant. I mean, so just tell them that if they do it.
But if they do sit on boys' lap, actually, they would. That's
they would get pregnant.
So they did not lie.
But yeah, I mean, that's just it. Just try to explain to your kids more and don't just feed them everything they get. So she, what's your last week? We didn't give last 2 weeks. We didn't give
nuggets. So pretty much this is it. Trust your elders. Yeah, actually, trust your elders. Like, what they are saying might actually sound rubbish. Like, it might sound like it doesn't apply to you. But there's a reason why they are saying it. Like, yeah, okay. That's pretty much it.
This is your trust your elders that you're saying. You're saying it like we should trust them blindly.
No, I didn't say blindly. Like, trust them. Just, yeah, simple.
Okay, my own nugget is always try to make your findings, right? As much as you
so want. So, they should not trust their elders.
Make your own findings. I mean, like, so, there are a lot of things, obviously. Elders cook up stuff to protect younger ones, but sometimes you need to understand things your own self before you can actually know the gravity of what it is. Right? Imagine you saying if you, let me look for something. If you give someone something with your left hand, it means you're disrespecting the person. That might be true, but you need to understand why it's like that. So if someone is left-handed now, we'll probably think, oh, he's not, or you've never heard them call someone righty. But you hear them call someone lefty.
Yeah.
So anybody that's in there is like, am I separate? Why am I different from the group? So just try to understand why whatever people tell you to do, why you need to do them. And that will give you much more clarity going forward. Right? So Shay, apologize.
But remember
what?
The more you
find out, I mean.
The more you f around.
The more you find out. Okay.
So if they are telling you not to go to that worshiper without going shrine and don't do this, you are saying no, you are Gen Z, you are Gen Z. You want to make your findings.
Are there any shrines around?
Fela shrine.
Okay, I believe you. So yeah, I feel like it's just good for you to know why you shouldn't do those things as to believing in superstitions, you know, blindly. In a nutshell, around and find out. There's no harm in finding out. Alright. But thank you very much for listening to this episode. Do all to follow us on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok at In The Middle FM. Also, listen to our previous episodes if you have not. I mean, we have lots of interesting episodes. Our last episode was actually like really interesting. The previous one we did.
Say it interesting.
Yeah, exactly. I think I should drink some more.
Today is not drinking.
Okay, good. So just remember to share as well with your friends and family. Share with your parents that told you all those lies, all those bogus lies.
Exactly.
That if someone walks in and climbs over you, the person is going to resemble your child is going to resemble the person. That's just false. So just see, I think I know why they say if someone walks over,
they just you, brought it to your head. I mean,
yes,
we are telling us, sneak it in.
So no, I'm not going to say this.
You have to come.
I don't have to say.
Come
this.
On, you have to. We are already locked in. Like I'm ready.
Right. So you know, like back in the day. They used to wear robes. They used to wear trousers and all that.
Uh-huh.
So if someone walks over you, you can't be seen there underneath.
Why shouldn't they caution the person that is walking over
you? You can't be seen there underneath. So if I don't allow you to walk over me, you walk over me in the first place. So if someone is wearing a robe and is walking over you, you can't be seen there underneath. I'm like, oh, don't do that. I mean, I get it. I think I understand now. That might be why. But I don't understand why you tell the person to walk back.
So that they can't see. So whatever they saw, they can't see.
I mean, that's it for today. Thank you very much for listening.
Goodbye.
Yeah, basically just bye. Enjoy your week.